Hey there, welcome to Tucson's Future, brought to you by The Nova Home Loans. My name is Edmund Marquez. I'm happy to be your host here today. Each episode, we sit down with leaders and innovators shaping what's next for Southern Arizona. Thanks for joining us as we explore these ideas and opportunities building Tucson's future. I'm excited to welcome my friend and your new friend, McKay Stevens. He is with Born Companies Development. Welcome, McKay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Today, I'm excited to welcome Pima County Economic Development Director Heath Vescovi-Chiordi. And then they clap.
It's a mouthful. That's a big deal.
I'm just glad I got through your name.
It's excellent, honestly.
So let's go back and let's drill down a step for those that are watching, especially if you're a realtor, your mortgage, et cetera.
We're getting kind of linked into things where we never thought we would before. Public health programming, we work a lot with our public health department, obviously with workforce development, transportation, you know, we look at infrastructure planning, land management, all those different things.
So realtors are watching. So the residential building is rent or for sale?
This building will be for rent.
Where are we headed? Like, I'm going to selfishly ask questions today because I want to know where are we headed. Give me the good news. Yeah, but you're skipping my question. So like, how many parts of cost per square foot? This is good. We're on this. Everyone's wondering how much.
We do want to be economically prosperous. We want to have good roads. We want to have all the things that we think about every single day, the baseline services, right, that we offer. And I can tell you on the county side, with leadership of Jan Lesher and Carmine DeBonis and Steve Holmes.
They're great.
And the Board of Supervisors and the policies that we're seeing come out of them balanced in their priorities, we're investing in everything.
So right now we're looking at somewhere between 600,000 and 700,000 square feet.
Damn. I said damn again. I'll just say it on this. We're getting approached for a rugby national championship coming here. The 5-on-5 flag football related to the NFL having a championship here.
What we believe is that we can create something that the trade area for Uptown would be the entirety of Tucson.
Right.
That people would be willing to drive 45 minutes from the other side of town to say, yeah, I want to go to Uptown because of what it offers me that I can't get anywhere else.
I mean, these things have been in the works for decades. And so to see them finally coming to fruition, I think sends a message that we know what we're doing, but also to the community, good things do take time.
Can you tell us any new retail outlets that are coming?
So
it can't be secret.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point they're advertising us, asking us to go there. Like, tell me a cool one that's coming to Tucson.
Yeah, no, so can't quite share anything on that yet.
You can do it, man. It's not a big deal.
We do have a couple exciting restaurant concepts.
Brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
National brand.
I gotta say, it's kind of like democracy at work in an interesting way, because that board has healthy discussions and they come to confluence or they don't.
That's it for our episode of Tucson's Future, presented by The Nova Home Loans. I am Edmund Marquez. This is Heath Vescovi. I screwed it up.
Good enough.
Heath. Damn it. Heath from the county. Be excited about being a Tucsonan. There's so much happening in this community, and you got to find out where to find the information, and this is it. So we'll see you next time.